let's talk to Stuart Little. He's just jumped on the line, and you're welcome to call us too, 1300 222 702. And Stuart is the General Secretary of the Public Services Association of New South Wales. Hello there, Stuart.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What would you like to contribute this morning?
Look, certainly we'd echo the concerns of the gentleman you're just talking to. And I mean, obviously,
I'm talking to Michael Green.
To Michael from the Surveyors.
Yes, President of the Institution of Surveyors.
Yeah. I see, yes. I just missed it at the start. But, I mean, certainly we come at it from a slightly different perspective. I mean, we're obviously concerned with the jobs and the job losses that will flow from any decision to privatise it. But then, on top of that, you look at the rationale, and you know you're talking about, you know, such an iconic, you know, department where they make substantial amounts of money for the state. I mean, I think they made over $130 million last year, clear mm-hmm. profit. They're very efficient. They provide an incredible service. I mean, they store and house all of the title, you know, all of the title data for every property in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And you look at, well, the rationale behind selling it, that they want to use that money to improve some, you know, footy stadiums. And you just scratch your head and you just can't understand any government that would want to do that.
Well, one of the reasons given, and I was speaking with Gladys Berejiklian last year too, where she was treasurer, and I think that she's the one driving this decision, it seems. She said that the cost of upgrading the IT was something that was too big for government to handle, and you needed an economy of scale that was offered by private corporations. What do you think about that, Stuart?
Oh, look, I think it would be difficult to accept that they could not reinvest. You know, if they're making $130 million a year, and I have some knowledge. I mean, I know the spatial data that they hold requires quite high-end IT, but my understanding is as long as they're constantly reinvesting, then there's not a problem mm-hmm. with doing that. I mean, the problem is how much money Treasury want to keep and how much they want to allow.
And your workers are skilled enough to...
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Good. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us there.